This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
On the go breakfast on Capricorn FM, Mpopo Sada Fikusi with Complexion and Mpomashita. We are about to get into the political talk. Zimbabweans were anxious about the hashtags that have been going on and obviously the different debates that have fed up about the stay of Zimbabweans in South Africa. That's what we're looking at this morning. We look at the issues around the renewal of permits for Zimbabweans living in South Africa.
Key conversations with key people. Get the latest on the political space on today's political commentary.
Zimbabwe community in South Africa, Bongani Mazwi Mkwanazi is joining us on the line for this conversation. Mangwanani Mzwara?
You assume that I speak short and I speak even Ndebele, I'm sorry. Mangwanani Mzwara
again. They are close to each other, as we say Mzwara. I mean, these conversations, they are around.
You see, putting people in a box.
Already stereotyped. Yeah.
Already stereotyped. Before you could even talk, you'd be stereotyped. No.
It depends. Which Ndebele is this one? Is this from Kok Estamatang or is it the Ndebele from...
Don't justify. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Paul and Complexion for inviting us to the show.
Yeah.
And thanks to the Capricorn listeners.
You know, when you released a statement on Friday that all was under control, referring to the members of your members for the Zimbabwe community in South Africa and, you know, some of the Zimbabweans that you represent in South Africa. At this point, what kind of anxieties are you managing or are you getting from Zimbabweans in South Africa as they wait to hear what our government in the country will announce around the permits?
Well, Paul, the statement was motivated by some of the things we hear on chat groups and the misinformation that was coming along and some of the speculations, including some of the legal challenges around and people now being afraid and these hashtags coming along. It's important that before we continue, we must not objectify. We must be very careful not to objectify these Zimbabweans. These are real live human beings with livelihoods and children, and when they are facing almost a month and a half towards expiry of permits and their employers are demanding to see these permits for renewal of contracts, or they don't know what is going to happen, they are naturally going to start to panic. So we have to bring calm to say, look, remember, this whole situation is at the hands of the South African authorities, and the engagements have already been there, and the minister has already explained in audios that can be shown, which we circulated for them, to say, look, he has put this to cabinet. Cabinet is going to make a decision. So they should remain calm and wait for whatever the decision is, and whatever decision it is taken, any other issues can then be taken from there.
Yeah, I mean, you just referred right now to some of the high-level meetings around this very same issue. Are you hearing anything, any latest report that you've heard about, you know, what has been said, what has been discussed in this meeting as we wait for the announcement?
It would be a bit presumptuous to then go on media and say, hey, we've heard this and that. I think it's enough that the minister says, we know about this issue, we've put it to cabinet, a decision is going to be made. The Zimbabwe community in South Africa is an organization that believes in dialogue and negotiations. And some of the issues, one would prefer outside media, some of the issues, these are quite sensitive matters where just a random and careless handling of the issues can result in unexpected downturns, or even, yes, you see people are going about hashtags which are a bit negative towards our people.
Like hashtag no to Zim permits amongst the hashtags that have been going on. Now, not to preempt, but what if SA government's response is not favorable to you as Zimbabweans living in South Africa? Then what's the next step?
The very next step usually would be dialogue, to express that the permits are in the interest of both the Zimbabweans and South Africans. To have a certain negative outcome where about 183,000 people are rendered illegal immigrants, when the talk in general in society is undocumented foreigners and illegal immigrants. And when the whole dispensation in 2010 was to resolve this matter and to bring accountability to say who is who in this country, who comes from where, what are they doing, it would be a bit not be very positive to both the parties.
Yeah. So the expectation is obviously from the SA government to respond on these issues that have been tabled. But what is the Zim government saying in all of this?
Look, the Zim government in our engagement, they've come where, in terms of bilaterals, we are aware that issues were presented to the South African government as represented by us to the Zimbabwean authorities via our embassy to express the issues that were arising, which would find people raising to us. So we know at that part they would have participated in that fashion. Some of the issues really is not that behind the scenes things are not being done.
Okay.
Things would be done, but some things tend not to be very much for the media consumption for their sensitivity.
Okay. Listen, before we let you go quickly, your take as Zimbabwe community in South Africa on issues like undocumented Zimbabweans in the country and illegal immigrants, you know, and which is the reason why you have a lot of the hashtags like hashtag no to Zim permits. You know, what do you say to that?
Look, the best thing to do with any migrant group, and in particular to Zimbabweans, is to have them documented. That way it helps the system itself account for who is in the country. You know, these migrants, who, let's just, if I were to concentrate on the dispensation project from 2010, these migrants have become sort of virtual nationals in this country. They are integrated into the society, but they don't have long-standing residence. Yet, they leave, they naturally forge emotional and professional links. The people even have second-generation migrants who are born here and grew up in the host country and share education, they share culture, they share language. These are people who frequently have only a tenuous or even a non-existent link with their families back home. Their stay is now more or less human and sociologically speaking no longer foreign in South Africa. It's partly it's part of their home, like nomenclature. So one would think it is in the best of interest of South Africa to allow that people are documented. Obviously, the conditions of documentation do not really infringe on the citizens' opportunities, if you really look at the terms of these permits. But it allows for movement. When we started this journey, there were more than 245,000 people being given work permits. But now, this number is reduced to about 183,000. Maybe some have died, but you'll find that some of them have managed to go back home, and because they're able to come in and out easily, they're not forced to stay here out of fear that if they exit, they have no other way of coming in.
We're going to cut our conversation short. Thank you so much for talking to us, Bongani Mazwi Mkhwanazi, as Zimbabwe Community and South Africa Representative.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.